I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. It's Idaho Matters. As one of the oldest art forms, weaving has a place in many cultures. The skill is not only a practical one, but one of creative expression, tradition, and even activism, all of which the Sun Valley Museum of Art is exploring in their latest exhibition. It's called Intertwined Weaving in the Community. Tanya Aguinaga, one of the exhibit's featured artists, and museum curator Courtney Gilbert, join Idaho Matters now. Tanya, did I get your name anywhere close to right?
You got it close, but yeah, it's Aguinaga.
Aguinaga.
It's a hard one. Yeah.
Hi. Well, hi. And hi, Courtney. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, and Courtney, let's start with you. What made you want to bring this exhibit to the Sun Valley Museum of Art?
Yeah, so a few years ago, I started noticing that a lot of contemporary artists were working with traditional weaving practices, but in new and exciting ways, whether that was by working with new materials or by creating kind of more sculptural forms or using their practices as a platform for activism and for working for social justice. And as I started investigating the topic more, there were really two artists who kind of emerged as most interesting to me at this moment. One was Tanya Aguinaga, not only her own personal practice, but also her work with a collective she founded called Ambos that I'm sure she'll tell you more about. And the other was the artist Sarah Seastream, who's based in Portland and is a member of the Hanas Kuz tribe and uses her practice as a way of preserving indigenous knowledge, but also of protecting the environment in community with other people in her tribe and other tribes. So yeah, so it's an interesting conversation between these kind of three bodies of work. We have work by Tanya, work by Sarah, and then also work by Ambos, including work that was made here in the Wood River Valley.
Tanya, I want to start out by saying your art is incredibly beautiful. You create these woven sculptures, a lot of color, featuring things like synthetic hair. Some are white. Some have terracotta in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about these pieces. How did you get started? What inspires you?
So I'm a craft-based artist, and I actually started working with textiles when I was studying furniture design. So I'm trained as a woodworker and metal worker.
Okay.
But I just really wanted to figure out ways of communicating the like complex, beautiful, warm textures that come from one's own culture. And so then I started studying textiles as a way to connect to my own Mexican culture, having grown up on the US-Mexico border.
How long does it take you to create these kinds of pieces?
It depends. There's one piece that's in the exhibition that was a big community-based piece that took 3 years to complete and included the collaboration of 10,000 people along the US-Mexico border.
Wow.
And then there's others that, you know, depending on how many of us are in the studio working, sometimes we'll get them done in a month.
Wow, that's amazing. I've been looking at, there's a video online, we'll post it up online after the show, of some of your work that's in the exhibit. And I think none of it is exactly the same. There's so many different elements in here. Do you just keep experimenting and exploring as you go?
Yeah, I mean, I just, I really love learning. And so as I kind of delve deeper into my own like cultural connection to craft, I keep getting more interested in different materials and kind of what they say and how does it connect, you know, my process, my, you know, conversations with community, with like Mesoamerican traditions. And yeah, so I keep kind of expanding to different types of craft-based mediums. And it just makes me really happy that, you know, there's a lot of things that I don't know how to do, but I just try. And so, it's a really fun process to get to explore together with everybody at the studio.
So tell me about Ambos. Courtney mentioned Ambos. This is art made between opposite sides. And it's an artist collaborative. Tell us about it. Why did you want to put this together? What is it? And why did you want to put it together?
Yeah, so it's a platform for collaboration. So having grown up on the US-Mexico border, I grew up in Tijuana and crossed the border daily to go to school in the US in San Diego. And so I just always was really aware of my privilege, of being able to cross back and forth, and just always really wanted to do something that gave voice to all of our community, because a lot of us are very stigmatized by having to cross the border, and you know, mostly because of what the media, you know, how they influence the perception of what Mexico is, and in Tijuana especially, you know, we've always been seen as a dangerous place, as a place where it's just a stepping stone to something else. But we, you know, we have a lot of incredible people from all over the world, actually, because of the asylum seeker and migrating populations. And so I was really interested in giving voice to our border community and trying to figure out ways of using craft to heal, and to also give people agency over who gets to participate in art making, whose voice is the one that gets lifted up, who gets to call themselves an artist, what art is. And so that's what kind well, that's what craft brings to a lot of these conversations is, you know, people don't they think that art is something that can only be done if you have an academic background, if you've gone to school to study it. But, you know, all of us are artists, and so a lot of it is trying to figure out ways, like I said, of healing our community, giving voice to the vastness of who the border is, you know, how migration affects our lives. And so I started this project called Ambos, Art Made Between Opposite Sides, in 2016, with the last, I guess, two elections ago, as a way to also just, you know, check in on my community and make sure that everybody was okay, because there was so much negative rhetoric about Mexicans being said. And so I just really wanted to see, you know, is everyone okay? How can I come up with a project that has a lot of care and nurturing involved with it?
So tell me more about this piece created by Ambos. It's a very large, it's a sculptural fiber work. Tell us about the story behind that.
So that one, the like really gigantic one that took 3 years to make, is called the Border Quipu. And so a quipu is a Andean, pre-Columbian organizational system of strings, and people have different interpretations of what it means, if it's language, if it's a calendar. And so it is all of those things. But I wanted to do something that really visualized our connection to each other, really visualized or made visible how many of us there are, but also gave people from like little kids to the elderly, an opportunity to participate in art making. And so I myself and a team of women, traveled, like I said, across the US-Mexico border for a number of years, giving people a postcard, that said, these two strings are the relationship between US and Mexico, ourselves on either side of the border, and or your emotions, while crossing. And so what it really did was just give us a really massive look as to what people's emotional state was, in 2016, during the election, 2017 after the election, and then 2018, during family separation at the border. And so all of these pieces, this massive sculpture, each one represents a port of entry. And the people that we collaborated with or asked to participate were, on the Mexican side of the border. But they're people that cross every day. They're people that, that just make their living in Mexico, but don't necessarily want to cross. They're people that have been deported and are kind of stuck in the border region, as well as asylum seekers. And so the piece, every single knot that's on there is representative of an individual that participated, and then along with their knot is also their writing.
And Tanya, do you think this helps people who aren't, to see this artwork and to find out about it? to maybe better understand some of these places and you know, the people who are sort of just, for those of us who live in parts of Idaho and have never been to the Mexican border, you know, it's just sort of this amorphous, we're not really sure what's there. And I think this would give us a window, a way to start understanding, you know, something that we don't have any connection to.
Yeah, definitely. And I always tell people, you know, there's borders all around us. There's borders within us. There's borders that we put up, like within our bodies. There's, you know, borders that we have, you know, within our own communities where people don't cross into those areas. So there's actually borders affecting all of us all the time. So it's more about, you know, people really thinking about that and hopefully empathizing with the situation of people that are their neighbors, you know, that are also people that are within their own community with very similar experiences that maybe they've just never talked to. And so I just hope that, you know, what people get from it is something that is more of a personal connection where they can understand that it's not just something that's happening, you know, thousands of miles away. There are migrant communities, there's Mexican communities, there's communities from all over the place, in all of our cities in the US. And there are really specific issues that, you know, that they're facing that are very difficult, that, you know, we should also think about when we're interacting with them.
And that was really one of the things we tried to do by bringing Tanya and one of her colleagues from AMBOS, Natalie Godinez, here to lead community workshops. You know, our valley, 45% of the student population in our valley identifies as Latinx. And so we worked with community partners from the Hunger Coalition, the Advocates, the Alliance of Idaho, the Nosotros United Club at Wood River High School to organize community workshops where people made art that's in the exhibition and that is then going back out into the community to some of these organizations that provide important social services.
Wow. Courtney, how much longer is the exhibit going to be around?
It is up until June 15th. So, there's just over a week left to see it. And we have two living artworks, two weaving projects that Natalie and Tanya started here in the community that are on our walls and that people can add to. And they're actually almost done, but I'm looking forward to seeing them, to having people come in and work on them and help complete them over the next week.
Wow. Well, it sounds like a great exhibit. Yeah, it's just amazing. And like I said, we've got some things we'll put up online, but head out to Sun Valley and check it out. We've been speaking with artist Tanya Aganiga and museum curator Courtney Gilbert about the exhibit. It's called Intertwined, Weaving in the Community. It's the latest exhibition at the Sun Valley Museum of Art. And I want to thank you both for coming on the show. It's been great.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.